Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Sorry for that weird transition there. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio disconnected me while I'm trying to get in to talk to you. So I'm going to open up the chat room. See, Betty Jo has already listened via phone. You're talking about the Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to stay tuned? Because it's going to be scandal and mystery in Hollywood history. Very nice alliteration, Betty Jo. With film historian Laurie Jacobson. She'll be coming to Movie Attic Headquarters. And as you know, what's holidays coming up? The candy holiday. The candy holiday, of course. So that's going to be fun. So tonight we'll, or today, look at me, I'm already in tonight. Okay. We're going to be just featuring, I think it should be Halloween-y, don't you? So let me see if I can find a Halloween-y, Halloween-y thing with the Apple Sisters. Get it? Apple Halloween.
Close, where this all will end.
found that love can tear you apart. The power of love can still your beating heart, as the pain of love can strip you raw.
It can cut like a knife,
or it's a
everything you got to be careful. Yes. And so we want to now sing a little I have a present for you.
Present for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you have one for me too?
Yeah.
Poison apples.
Oh,
yes.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Comedians are writing for it. You want to check that out. It's very good. Hello to Gail Parento, Parento Guidance in the house. Yes, the best publicity in New York City. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Let's keep the Halloween going, shall we? Because it's Halloween-y.
Guy with a Doberman pincher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pincher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pincher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me?
Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touched. Well, there's no
not been a slime, nor our corpses decaying.
Can't believe what I'm saying.
Effluvia.
Killing enemies nationwide for the greatest pride. But I'm still stuck sitting in my living room. nobody cares. I built and I'd win it too, cause I'm trapped.
MC, most underrated MC in the NYC. Yo, I'm trapped in a dungeon in the public arena. Pitching fastballs like I was Mike Mussina. More hated on than Venus and Serena. Yo, my weed is greener. I get mad for Gina. Please believe I'm taking this world by storm like Hurricane Katrina. Yo, you're gonna need FEMA when I blast my Nina off.
Talk about things, but my man.
Smell like hell's rest stop. And my cellmates together look like ZZ Top. I only got locked up because my CD's hot. And rappers were afraid of me like a VD shot. But now I broke out, I'm back. I'm seeking vengeance on the cast that tried to lock me up and stop me. But I'll not be touched, I'm back. You better listen close before the next time I'm in prison for verbal annihilation and subsequent rap victim.
Well, shit, I'm trapped.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet. She'd go, "Ah." The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week, coming up, it's going to be Scandal and Mystery in Hollywood History. I just love that alliteration. All right, you want to check that out at Movie Attic Headquarters, and that'll be November 3rd. Check it out on Blog Talk Radio. My friend Rick Sansone, am I saying his name right? I hope so. Check out his new comic book, spazcomics.com, and Twitter, at spazcomics. Thank you, and don't forget, November 4th, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club on the Michelle Ballin Show, so you want to come check that out, too. Oh, so much to see. November 4th, 8 p.m., make your reservations now. You can make them online. Well, here we go. We're winding down. Special shout-out to Betty Jo Tucker and Gail Parento from Parental Guidance. Check out their Facebook pages. Thank you.
I'll be enchanted.
Now we'll go out to the
by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Loser! You're so friendly! That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right. I'm sorry.